When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and all the good stuff. And of course, we are available on pretty much all streaming podcast platforms, where you could like, hit that notification bell, subscribe, do what you gotta do, even give us a rating maybe.
Five stars.
Michelin, of course. And Haley, what else can they do?
Check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Excellent. We will have plenty of videos and fun stuff to check out with those. And especially on Instagram, you could DM us, talk K-pop with us, and we will talk back K-pop with you. Let's see, Haley, we have a lot of stuff to kind of go over today. A lot of comebacks and a lot of music videos. We watched a lot this past week, I feel like, right? We'll go over some of those, including NMIX, ITZY, IVE, G-IDLE, TWS. Who is that? Talk about IU's music video, of course. It's kind of going around K-pop, like, virally-ish right now. With Tae, of course, and Jungkook punching the air wherever he is.
Oh, no.
And we'll talk about NewJeans and Le Sserafim today being in L.A.
Yes.
But no, it's not a tour. So calm down. Calm your tits, Haley.
Oh, you calm your tits.
Actually, yeah. But I have to calm my own tits because...
His tits are flying off.
Oh, bouncing around.
Helicopter style.
Don't get me started when it comes to NewJeans and Le Sserafim, right? Especially in L.A. But no, it's not a tour yet, unfortunately. But for different reasons, they're here in L.A. We'll talk about those soon. And, of course, we'll end with... Well, I guess BTS will be kind of talked at the same time with IU today, right? And maybe some Stray Kids?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there will be, but it's very short.
They're oddly quiet.
Yes. For good reasons.
Oh, is there really good reasons?
I mean, depends how you take it, I guess.
Oh.
Wallet-wise.
Depends on your bank account and your credit card, if you like it or not. All right, so I think we should get started. Comebacks. There were a lot that were going on. We'll even cover some of the ones that we've previously talked about because we've watched the actual music videos now.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, week to week, we sometimes, unless we forget, which happens to, because Haley and I are forgetful people sometimes, we go over comebacks that will be coming up. We did talk about a few within the past couple of weeks, and we finally had them released, like the music videos. Let's kind of go over them. First off, we've talked about this, NMIX.
Yes.
Haley, what exactly is, how do you say it, and what exactly is it?
Every time that we bring up the name of this,
their album,
like,
right?
Trying to work it out if it's like some code name for something, but it's not. It's seriously just said FE304, break.
Confirmed. By K-1. And, we watched like one of the live, like I think audio, like the, I think it was the live performance one, right?
Yeah, where they introduce their album. And yeah, and she said it like that. But it's actually an element.
Oh, so it's like from like the periodic table of elements.
It is.
So if you're a huge Uber nerd or you have a good memory and you remember all this stuff that was forced into our brains as children, if you think about it, makes no sense why we would learn all these crazy elements, table of
elements.
Unless
you're a scientist.
Yeah, it makes sense when you're like older, maybe like high school, maybe especially college, right?
Yeah.
It would be more applicable. But no, they force fed all this stuff to memorize like when we were like in elementary school. During our time.
I don't know, do they still teach this? Probably.
To be honest, thinking about it now, what the heck do they teach in school? That's like...
They teach
is it the same
math
shit?
In a weird way where it's like to do 2 plus 2, you have to do 30 steps to get to 4.
Oh.
Something well, like
thank
that.
Thank God. I learned it the simple way. Mm-hmm. But yes, so I guess it's an element.
Yes, it's iron oxide, which I don't know why, but what the meaning is behind it for NMIX.
Iron Oxide Break, yeah. I guess, is their album title. Mm-hmm. So we did listen to a couple of their songs. Mm-hmm. Overall, the album, I enjoy it a lot.
Yes.
I really, really like it. I like what I love the direction they're going in.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you go back to like the beginning stuff, it's like one of those, it's like almost like aespa, where it's like you, it has to grow on you, right?
Oh, and like BTS. Tank,
Well,
in the beginning.
And then the music changed a lot.
Yeah. For the better.
I mean, that's opinionated, I guess. For BTS, it's like crazy because like I remember watching those and it's like, I don't recognize J-Hope. RM looks like a douche with his like crazy hair. Or should I say rap monster?
Rap monster, yeah.
Tae's head hasn't grown into his ears.
Right.
Jungkook still looks like he's jailbait. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, Jin is still freaking handsome. So
Jimin is
like less feminine.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Well, because of his abs and showing all
if
his
anything,
muscles.
He was baby G Dragon.
Yeah,
so
he
there
was.
You go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he showed a lot of skin back then. I guess NMIX, you could mm-hmm. say, is like, you know, they've been glowing up themselves musically wise mm-hmm, too, because mm-hmm. I've been really enjoying their music. So the main music video, I think it's their title track, right?
Mm-hmm,
is it?
Yes.
Dash. I wanna dash.
Mm-hmm. I wanna dash.
I really like it a lot. It's done really well. The song is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Music video. You know, to be honest, if you haven't noticed, I'm sure a lot of answers out there know this and they can see it too. Cause like, I was like, their choreo is actually pretty intricate. A lot of their songs, like a lot of their choreo in general, pretty intricate.
Yeah. There's I feel like it's different every single part of the song. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the same.
And it's like when they do, all the different stuff, like you're right, even the different songs, like Sonyeol, mm-hmm. right? It came out a little bit earlier before like all these songs. It's so like intricate and like detailed. Like it's really good to see because I mean we talked about it before. Gen 4 is like the generation of like clean choreo like and vocals, right? Like
yeah.
You have to, it's like super top tier
yes.
of everything. And obviously NMIX is like showing how high they are on mm-hmm. this shelf. They're up there. I really like this song. I like Sonyeol. It's been growing on me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They also released another song.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of more like a performance music video. If anything, it's not like a full-on music video.
Yeah.
I really like this song as well. It's called Run for Roses. It's the one with the violin.
Yes, honestly, I really like the sound of this one.
It has like this weird, interesting, like, it's like, it's obviously like K-pop. Then
Run
it has like this.
Roses.
It sounds cool. Like mm-hmm. it has a pop element, but that same time has like this whimsical like country.
Kind of sounds Western.
Yeah, like a Western.
Yeah.
Almost reminds me of like, you know, when Unforgiven came out. You mm-hmm. it has like oh yeah. Okay, yes.
Don't they have they use that from
I don't think it's exactly the same thing.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
They did it for Unforgiven. But for this one it's like a little violin, a little like country western thing. It's really cool. Run for Roses is a really mm-hmm. excellent song too. So, I mean, I can't wait to see NMIX again this year. We had so much fun, right? When we saw them last year.
Oh yeah, their showcase.
It was really fun. So I'm looking forward to them actually having a tour. Hopefully, I mean, since they did their showcase, it should be a tour now. I wonder where they would be. I hope it's the Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, because that means Barricade at. Extended stages because
mm-hmm.
we love extended stages, right?
Yes.
Also, I have a note here. NMIX dash, quote unquote, hey you bastards.
Yes, what? they said that
at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what, I was like, wow, that's
or did they say it or was it like the,
oh no, I don't know if they actually said it.
Like, it was like a flyer like or something.
Yeah, I was like, what is that? It just, at the end of the music video, just
mm-hmm.
like some paper with like the writing or print of that says hey you bastards.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty interesting. Okay, moving on to the next JYP group. As much as I enjoyed NMIX, I did enjoy ITZY.
Yes.
Untouchable.
I mean, Untouchable.
That song is
mm-hmm.
so catchy. Good job, JYP.
That is a good song.
This is the type of ITZY music we need.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still look back at Wannabe. That's like my top song for from ITZY. And like ever since, like, I mean, from there, it's all right. But I mean, I feel like Untouchable is great. Like it's like, because I feel like they were kind of getting lost in like what their identity was. They're like having an identity crisis.
Yeah.
And like they're still trying to figure out what sounds right for them. This is the sound.
Yes.
This is what I imagine ITZY to sound like. When I hear ITZY, this is ITZY. And it sounds so good. Not to mention, like, even for NMIX, like, all their songs are, like, the choreo is, like, fun to see as a dance challenges.
Yes.
We've seen some, right? Do you remember any of the recent ones?
For ITZY?
For either one. For ITZY or NMIX?
Yeah, Hyunjin and Yeji.
Oh, there you go.
They did Untouchable. Oh, wait, no. They didn't do Untouchable. They did Mr. Vampire.
They did Mr. Vampire. Oh, I mean, did they not do it?
Well, oh, maybe they did Untouchable. Like they
would
did. They
have
did.
Done an
so
Untouchable.
He did two of them with her then.
Yeah, there's. Yeah, I think they did. Like, it went both. Like, they did both sides.
Yeah.
Of it. And I feel like, yeah, I've seen Ryujin doing a lot too with other girl groups. It's just been really cool to see. Untouchable is super catchy. I like the song a lot. This album has been a lot, honestly, in my honest opinion, better than their most other, like, recent ones too. So this is a good direction.
Cake? Cake.
I mean, like, it gets stuck
put
in your
my
head.
Sneakers on.
It gets stuck in your head. I'm not gonna lie. Like, these songs. Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, very, I guess you could say memorable.
Right.
And I don't know if it's a good way. Like, it's like, yeah, it's gonna be stuck in my head. Because what other song have you heard that goes, cake.
It sounds like patty cake.
And then, what other song tells you to put your sneakers on? Like, no other song. So, it's memorable from that point of view. Untouchable is memorable in a great way. In a very good way for me. So, yeah. Maybe I will go see them.
Oh, yeah, you haven't. Besides K-Con.
Besides K-Con. Would you go to see ITZY?
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Okay. I'll report back and let you know. I mean, because
I like them. Yes.
I've seen, like, Espa already, like, with you and then without you.
Right.
Right? Because I know your priorities. Ricky. Changbin. Hyunjin. So, I know where your priorities lay.
Right. And then, I mean, like, it's fine.
Or I should say, Wonbin.
Yes, Wonbin. But the thing is, like, when ITZY had their tour last year, we weren't super into them. Like,
we're very casual.
Yeah.
Super casual.
And it's like, now I'm more so into them.
Yeah, I feel like I like them.
I like all the members. They're all, like, super pretty and, like, their personalities are really funny,
too. See, that's a good point. Because I feel like a lot of these groups, like, especially, like, with ITZY, too, like, you're right. It's exactly what you're saying. It's like, I start falling for the members as individuals and from, like, their funny clips or, like, watching their videos. Like, you get to know them personally, right? I think we've talked about that on previous episodes. Where, like, you know, like, I've watched, like, Le Sserafim's Lennyverse. I watched New Jeans, like, Zine and all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And you get to see and get to know the artist. And it becomes more fun. Like, you feel more, like, personally
connected to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel this. I agree. I feel the same way with ITZY at this point because we see them so much. You see them through Stray Kids.
Yes.
I see them through, like, just their own clips, to be honest. Like, but I that's why I think for sure. I have a feeling I want to see them. Obviously, I want to get Retail Barricade.
Right.
I'm not at the level as our friend James, who will fly to New York, still get Barricade even if it's resale.
Right.
He's big baller status like that. But I guess that's what happens when you work for DWP.
But then, obviously, I mean, he really likes ITZY, too.
That's like one
of his top groups.
You know, now that we're talking about it, his bias is Leah.
Oh,
I hope.
Leah.
I know. That's why, like, it's like, I wonder how
she's doing.
And, like, from a perspective of, like, someone that biases a member.
It sucks. It would hurt
me. You know, that's, like, on hiatus, and they're going to tour. Like, I hope they're going to be there. Like, Leah's going to be there, but what if she's not?
I don't know, because, like
how motivated would you be to see them still?
They put the whole album out without her.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It might not have... It's, like, it's probably a year without Leah, possibly. At least the beginning, like, if they do a tour.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, I don't know how I'd feel, like, if, like, Changbin or Hyunjin wasn't in the... I mean, like, I'd still go and see them, of course, because I love their songs and I love all of the members. But then, like, it just doesn't feel the same.
Agreed. No, 100%. I can imagine, like, I'm just putting the same thing in, like, my shoes. Like, if it's like New Jeans, Le Sserafim, Blackpink, like, especially like when you have fewer members. I mean, ITZY has 5 already, right? It's not like 17 where you could, they could cover each other. And it's like, it does suck at the same time. Still,
right.
But at least like it doesn't feel as empty, I guess you could say. Of course, you're going to feel it. But like compared to like Blackpink or aespa. aespa literally is a good example because there was a time where Winter was not available, or like she was not, like she was sick, I think.
Right. Remember?
And there was only 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's more noticeable.
And then
in
like
those situations.
For SHINee. Because ONU's obviously not doing all the tours and like comebacks with the other 3 members.
And they're really down to 4 already.
Yeah, and there's only 3 of them promoting. And I mean, because like ONU is not my bias, like I'd still go see them because like Taemin is there and I love their music. But then like for those people that are ONU biased, I'm sure like it's really sad for them.
It's sad. And there's like a bit of like hesitancy, right?
Yeah.
Like you're a little hesitant, you're like, but you're like, you still want to support them. You still enjoy them.
Right.
So I want, hopefully, I mean, we haven't heard any real updates about Lia. So fingers crossed that she's, you know, feeling and getting better. But yeah, that's another point that, but I want to still see them. Like, and luckily enough, like I guess I do have a bias. I do like Ryujin, but like, I don't feel like it, cause you know, like, I feel like our friends, like James, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been invested in ITZY.
Yeah.
For a long time, him and our other friend Kevin. So it's like missing, like, if Kevin's missing Yeji,
right,
he's going to obviously be like devastated.
He'd probably be like hesitant to go, honestly.
And it's like, and I'm sure it's the same with James, but of course he wants to go still, I feel like. So I kind of get it. But it, at the same time, this is a K-pop topic we weren't expecting to go down, but it's an interesting one. So there's that kind of dynamic with where when, if one member is on hiatus or like out.
Right. It's just like those, the instance when 17 came here and then some of them had COVID. So we didn't have like the complete group.
It's like two were missing. Or no, we were lucky. We had the full group for
us. It was Dino. No.
Oh, Dino was missing out.
Yeah.
One person.
See, but then the thing is, it's like he's not any of our biases. And like I'd be devastated if it was like Jun or Mingyu.
Yeah, if Mingyu was like not there, or DK or Sungkwang for me. Yeah,
but then because there's so many members, it's not as noticeable, I guess, because
there's just
so many of them on stage.
And like I said, if we watch like aespa and there's only like Karina, Ningning, and Giselle.
Yeah.
Like,
it's different.
It would be noticeable that Winter's not there. So I guess that, if you put it in that perspective, it kind of sucks, especially because ITZY's still 5. So it's more noticeable compared to like the groups of 7 and up.
Right.
But yeah, that's interesting. But I do want to see, going back to ITZY, I'm hoping to attend my first full on ITZY like concert, like when they tour. Because you're right, we've only seen them multiple times at K-Con.
Yeah,
so it's just like it's just straight up K-Con every time we've seen them. And they've been awesome, right? Like they've been really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny enough because we've also attended. I did the fan meet.
The meet and greet.
For ITZY. So, yeah, there's that. Let's see. So, Untouchable was really good. Back to what it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Liked the song a lot. I've had their collaboration song with Saweetie.
Yeah.
They're also their first English track, full English track, All Night. I like it a lot.
It was so fun, honestly. The song is super catchy.
It's so catchy. Shit, man. Their songs are catchy. I was telling Haley, the one that was like kind of off recently was Baddie because it sounded more like it was like by aespa or something. Like it was like an SM song more. But in a way, like I listened to the album that song came from. Like I think it was like an EP or something.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was like, when I was listening through the whole album, like all the B-sides, I was like, shit, Ive is really good. ITZY's really good too now. But
yes.
Ive is really good. Like, the producers and, oh, man.
They've had really good songs.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's when
Baddie
came out, I'm like, I was indifferent to it. It's
honest,
not that bad.
I was indifferent to. Like, it's like, I don't know if it's a title track worthy song.
Yeah. Because
I'm not going to lie. In that EP, there's like 2 other songs. I can't remember the title off my head. I think one of them was like the last one and there's like a second to last one.
Mm-hmm.
But, or maybe the third to last. But either way, what I'm trying to say is, those kind of sound like title tracks. I'm surprised they didn't use them.
I'll have to listen to it.
They're pretty. It's really good. But overall, the music video was fun too. It was like nice seeing them having fun, and overall, you know, it's just fun to watch
the
music
videos.
It felt
very Y2K. I don't know.
It kind of did. You're right. It was interesting. Overall, though, like I'm excited. It got me excited and hyped for when we finally see them, because it's going to be coming up pretty soon.
Couple months, yes.
In a couple months, then we have twice.
Yeah.
Like 4 days after, literally, we're going to Vegas. Actually, we're leaving for Las Vegas literally the next day after IVE, having some fun in Vegas, spending time with my cousin, and then we'll probably be seeing a bunch of our like once friends, and actually like really good friends when we're in Vegas for the concert. So that'd be fun. I mean, it's gonna be a really fun weekend for that. And before that, there's other stuff that I might see too, Haley.
You mean you will see?
Oh, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it soon. Let's finish up all of these other ones. So we also talked about G Idol, right? G Idol did have their second full album. It's coming up soon, actually. It's on January 29, but they released a music video for one of the songs called Wife.
Yes.
I'm indifferent about this song.
Me too.
To be honest.
It's no Queen Card.
It's not Queen Guard. It's
Queen
not.
Guard.
Did I say Queen
Guard? Queen Guardian Leviosa.
Exactly. My favorite.
Queen Card.
Queen Guardian Leviosa is my favorite G Idol song for sure.
Queen Card or
no,
Tomboy.
Tomboy. Yeah, Tomboy is good too. So it's definitely not like one of those. The music video is interesting though.
Yes. With their aqua wigs.
Yeah, and they're all like, they didn't change at all once, like in terms of like to themselves.
No,
they all just were dressed like alike. To be honest, if you've never watched like or don't know the members, you would have literally thought they were all the same person.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's the point of it, like, because they're being a wife, like,
exactly,
they're stereotyping wife. I guess
so.
Like, if you're a wife, that's what it sounds like.
It does
like
sound
a stay
like
at home, you know, wife. Like, does the cooking and the cleaning and stuff like that.
So, there you go, Wife.
It cooks was, cream soup.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. I was like, out of all the things that stood out to me, the word
sounds
wife and
very,
that,
like...
that one stood out a lot. But yeah, the whole album is going to be coming out soon, so we already know that means probably a world tour will be announced. Because this is a full album.
Yeah.
So, I think you should be expecting, right?
A
world tour this year.
I think they are going to.
Unless they already announced it. I think they kind of announced it, but no dates or nothing, right?
Right.
Also, January 26th, Vicha will have their actual official debut with their first single, Girls of the Year.
So they've already put out a teaser for it.
So that's already coming by already. We have a couple other ones that I'll talk about too, Haley. I didn't forget about TWS.
I saw it.
I'm going to talk about it. I'm just going to go over like the other dates. Baby Monster, Baymon. February 1st, their first single ever since their debut song. YG also revealed not only that they're going to have their comeback on February 1st, but their YG himself revealed Ahyeon.
Yes. She will be coming
back.
She
will return. Yes. I guess she was actually having
health
issues. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's recovered. She's going to be finally debuting with them. So it's a full group finally. And everyone's excited. She's the one that kind of looks like Garam.
Are they going to change the name back to have a 7 in it?
I hope so. That would make sense. So I think that's the plan. But yeah, so their single Stuck in the Middle will be releasing on the 1st of February. So stay tuned for that. The Seraphim also dropped on all their official accounts and everything that they're planning to have their own comeback also in mid-February, February 19th. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be called Easy. And we brought up L.A. because they flew and left Incheon Airport. I didn't know where the hell they were going. I just saw the dispatch stuff. They were obviously covered up really like a lot just in
that. Oh, they're hiding
their new hair.
Every single member was like bundled up in a beanie and they had a hood and like everything was like, they look like Kenny from South Park, basically.
Exactly. So they're 100%. This comeback is coming up and they're filming for this. But we found out that they're here in L.A. So they're filming in L.A. somewhere, probably on the streets, probably in the back lots. I mean, because TXT and Jungkook and Jin, everyone has been filming from Hybe in the backlot of Universal Studios. We went Universal thinking, you know, praying and hoping. Of course, they're not going to be there.
No.
And they're probably just around filming and doing whatever they need to do or for this comeback. So they're here in L.A. Before we get to the other L.A. people that I want to talk about, we do have one more music video comeback release.
Hayley, debut.
Debut. Oh, yeah, right.
Not comeback.
Not even a comeback.
It's their debut.
It's a group. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Hybe Pledis. So that already kind of puts in a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of expectations are high when you're from Pledis and Hybe.
Yes.
Because that's literally 17.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same companies. So TWS. Well, I know we talked about it. What does it stand for? We talked about it last time.
24/7 with us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Somehow, just grab all the letters. At least the T is there.
Yes.
And the W. Don't ask about the S.
Well, the W comes from the with.
Yeah, that's why. TW makes sense, and then the S.
Oh, the S is the end of us.
Yeah. So there you go. You could reach out all you want, and this is what you get. So, their music video. I feel like you should talk about this.
Yeah, so their music video plot twist came out recently.
Yes, it did.
And I checked it out. Because
did you check it out without me?
Yeah. And that's why
I watched it with you, it was your second time?
Yeah. That's why I told you you need to watch it because, like, it's actually really good. So, yeah,
I see how it is. I'm just kidding. Go. Yeah.
So I listened to it and their sound is really cute and bubbly. And then their concept is very, like, cute and bubbly, too.
And the song is catchy as fuck.
It's so good. Catchy. Like, the AF, sound is really good. Like, you guys have to check it out. We also listened to the rest of their mini album. It has 5 songs because, like, I wanted to hear the rest of the album and it's all good.
I was like, this is the Gen 5 group that we have to keep an eye on.
Yes.
This might be the big Gen 5 group. They're really good.
Plus, all the members are really cute.
Oh, especially Mini Hyunjin. There's a guy that looks like Hyunjin.
And Tae.
And there's one that kind of looks like Tae V.
When he was, like, younger.
That's really reaching, but from
certain
angles. Yeah. But there's one that literally reminds me of Hyunjin.
When he was, like, a baby.
It looks like debut Hyunjin kind of thing. Yeah. So I was like, oh, shit.
They're all... Well, I mean, most of them are legal except for 2. 1, the youngest is 16.
That's
which
almost
is
like
good.
That's actually
that's
the
a good,
good
number.
It's better than when Hain from
13?
New Jeans was like 14 when she debuted.
I felt like she was 13.
But 16. I mean, that's how it was back in the day,
16,
right?
16, yeah, because Taemin, Jungkook, they debuted when they were 16. So
this
like
is
that's
good,
a normal Mungnae age.
Except when Taemin debuted, he looked like he was 10.
Right, because of his freaking bowl cut. Like, I don't know.
I mean, this is good. I'm glad Hybe is doing it from 16 at least, not going any more lower. But
oldest is 20.
Which is great. That's cool. I mean, like, Hybe is recently seems like they've been doing that too.
Thank goodness.
If you look at Sakura, right?
Yeah.
Technically, I know she's like the super idol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she debuted at what, 24? I think
24.
Yes, I think
with Le Sserafim.
Yeah, so that I mean, hats off to Hybe for making it like not weird, and like this should be a thing. We should be okay debuting
older
artists at 20 and up.
Yeah,
still, right?
Honestly, they don't need to be 12.
Yeah, 14. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the mini album is called Sparkling Blue, and yeah, we love it.
It's good.
Check it out.
I gotta tell you, when we played the first the music video the first time, I was like, put that shit back on.
Yeah.
Let's play it again.
He said he
enjoyed
it.
I enjoyed it a lot. That's the type of sound I like too.
And the music video itself, like, it reminded me of GOT7's music video Just Right. If you guys know what I'm talking about, it's when they're small.
Shrunk. Yes. Honey, I shrunk the kids.
Yes. It's just that kind of like concept they were using. And then also like their styling was very GOT7 when they were wearing like the Timberland boots and
the
overall
Tims. Yeah,
so I was like, yeah, I mean, I liked it.
It was overall, I just enjoyed it. Like, it was nice too. Actually, you're right. The whole music video was cool. I'm sure that's like how it is kind of like if you're like a kid living in like Korea, like in Seoul, like in the city, Remember at the end where they had all the members walking and they're like just bike. On an overpass mm-hmm. going over like a bridge, like yeah. walking towards the train. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's it was really good. The music was good.
I recommend them. 100%. I feel like they're going to do really well.
You keep an eye on them mm-hmm. because this could be the one, just like NewJeans. Like, remember we've always talked how big they're going to be?
Yeah.
And I mean, NewJeans, it's been a year now, over a year, but
they're freaking huge. They're not even big. They're like massive. Let's ginormous.
I think, can we talk about them now?
Yeah.
NewJeans. They're so huge now. I mean, already they were performing for New Year's for the Billboard music, right?
Mm-hmm.
For New Year's. Their performances were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the best OMG styling. That's my favorite OMG styling.
Oh, the one with the cute clothes?
Yeah, like when they're like wearing the like Honey's legendary pink bunny hat, mm-hmm. but all of them have the angel wings.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh man, like the beanies. Oh, don't even get me started. That's my favorite OMG like styling mm-hmm, for them. Mm-hmm. It's great. Also, I think they did another song, right? Did they do Super Shy also?
Yeah.
Oh mm-hmm. yeah. It was like an interesting. I remember if you watch this too, like the styling was interesting for that too, because it was like more like
it was a school
like
girl
a schoolgirl punk mm-hmm. rock, right? Like a punk yes. schoolgirl. It was pretty cool. Reminded me like Avril Lavigne.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we're talking about NewJeans because yes, they're so big. They were at the billboards for New Year's, but guess what, Haley, they will also be at the Billboard Women in Music Awards. Does this sound very familiar to you?
Yes.
Why is that?
The same one that Twice was at last year in L.A.
And yes, this is why we talked about L.A. because they are going to be here in L.A. They're scheduled to come for this award show for mm-hmm. the Billboard. And it's going to be the same theater, YouTube theater.
Mm-hmm.
They already have the dates. There's tickets available.
Mm-hmm.
Haley.
Yes.
You know I had to go.
Of course.
I had that itch. I mean, we've talked about it when like they were supposed to go when they went to Lollapalooza. I had that big itch. I was like, fuck it, let's go to Chicago.
But then at least this one is in L.A.
It's in L.A.,
like, right
yes.
here for us.
It's right. Yeah, it's like not mm-hmm. far away. The YouTube theater is literally SoFi Stadium. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar, yeah, literally the YouTube theater is attached mm-hmm. kind of to SoFi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right there, which is also next to Kia Forum. And it's just an amazing area, like an Inglewood-ish mm-hmm. area. And they're going to be there. And tickets are available only for Amex, mm-hmm. American Express card holders.
Mm-hmm. For
guess
now.
Who has an Amex card, Haley?
Oh, you.
Oh, yes, I do. And yeah, I already bought a ticket with me and my fellow bunny, mm-hmm. Kevin. We are going to see them. Because, I mean, I think NewJeans and for me and Kevin are our alts right now, our ultimate groups. So
what about Le Sserafim?
Oh, they're tied second,
what about
third
Twice?
With Twice. Le Sserafim
oh,
is
so
like,
NewJeans is the first one.
Yeah, because I like them a lot musically wise. Like I think
see.
For sure, like just the music themselves puts it at top.
Plus,
I watch all their stuff. And I like mm-hmm. all the members too. Like I can honestly say if I really had to have a group that I would be like closest to an OT stan. It's very close for like NewJeans because I just like the group so much,
right?
Like, together, but I'm super excited. I'm gonna see them.
Yes, you are.
It's not confirmed they're gonna perform, but come on, they're coming from Korea. Look
I
at
mean,
Twice
performed.
Perform. If they're gonna pick up an award, they're gonna pick up an award and perform.
There's no way that NewJeans won't perform because they've already performed like. Technically, you know, for Lollapalooza and
they've
like
done so many, yeah,
they like, did it for that Dick Clark's rocking New Year's Eve. Like, of course, they're going to perform here in
so
the States.
I'm excited for this, and especially because it's going to be also their first award, like here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're receiving personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool moment to see, and plus get to finally get that itch out of the way. Right, I've always wanted to see them live. So
I mean, they're going
a good
to
experience.
Tour as well, but we
of
don't
course.
Know when.
We don't know when. It doesn't matter when or where, how much. That's what the credit card is for.
Mm-hmm.
but no, I also got our tickets like kind of on the side, like in at least we're row one too. So I'm super excited for like row one on like the upper seating because I don't like the other seating like on the bottom. It's like whatever to me.
Mm-hmm. Well,
plus,
because like none of it is really available next to the artists because they have all the tables.
They have the tables, yeah. And they probably have, you know, they save it for a lot of executives, mm-hmm. and like other people like in the music industry for like the front rows. So the ones even available for sale are kind of like halfway up when yeah. the 100 sections already. Mm-hmm. So that's what you got to deal with. At least for us, we're row one from the top. Nothing's in our way.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a nice vantage point, like just to enjoy the show.
Right.
I mean, a lot of once were there for twice.
Oh, there was a ton of them. They were the ones making the audience go crazy so whenever twice was mentioned. They'd scream, they'd bark, and like all the announcers were like, what the fuck
they
is
were
going
like
on?
Shook. They're like, what is going on? Everyone's crazy.
And then they caught on and they were like, twice, and then the audience just went crazy.
It's like the trigger word. Mm-hmm. But the seats that I got were like all the way at the edge. Mm-hmm. So I mean, hopefully it will be noticeable if we're in the back. You'll see us like from the upper balcony decks, like yeah. We're in the 200s, but we're literally the front row all the way. If you're like looking from the stage, we're all the way to the left, like touching the wall.
Right.
And you'll see two Asian dudes just waving our light
sticks. Binky bongs.
Our binky bongs. I'm going to try to get the Powerpuff Girl eyes on them.
Oh, okay.
I want to. I should.
They won't see it.
No, but I will. So it's okay. So I'm super excited for that. So that's going to be nice to see them actually in person. I am looking forward to this, actually. Again, that's on March 6th, and that's going to be here in LA at the YouTube Theater. Oh, Haley, what about this stuff that you have?
Ah, yes. Because we have actually mentioned Hyuna before when she was dating Dawn.
Yeah,
and we mentioned when they broke up.
That's wild. Yeah. And now...
now she's dating again. Not so sure about her choice of man that she chose.
Can you elaborate, Haley? Why so?
So honestly, like, I did like this guy before because he was from the group Beast. Hyuna and... Beast were like in the same company, Cube, back in the day.
Like back in my day.
So like obviously they probably knew each other already.
Definitely history, 100%.
So Hyuna is now dating Young Jun Hyung from Beast, and they are officially dating because she posted a photo of them holding hands together on her Instagram.
Does not get more official than that.
And he also like reposted it on his Instagram, and he also came forth and said, yes, we are officially dating.
Doesn't get more official than that.
So the problem is, if you guys don't know who I'm talking about, Young Jun Hyun was a part of the Burning Sun sex scandal
with Seungri.
That Seungri from Big Bang was the main one. So he wasn't like actually, you know, in the front lines of it.
Oh, but he was part of it.
He was.
This is. I mean, we could say this is like the K-pop Epstein Island kind of thing.
Yeah. So it's like kinda crazy. He wasn't directly like, you know, what's the word, like. He was involved, but more so like in the bystander kind
of,
quote unquote,
as a
watcher,
as a customer.
No, he wasn't a customer. So okay, let me just go through this because I know some of you won't know what I'm talking about.
Go for it. I'm ready. Let me get my seat comfortable. Okay.
The Burning Sun scandal. So Burning Sun is a bar that was handled by Seungri. So. You're like, okay, that's fine. Okay, but the thing is, like, at that bar...
Like, was it fine?
At that bar, he was, like, holding a lot of prostitution, and a lot of illegal things went down in that bar. So basically, the prostitutes didn't know that they were being filmed. And then, so they had cameras, and then they would film them doing like whatever with their customers, but then they would be sending these videos in a group chat, and there was like a big bunch of them. A lot of them were like also in the entertainment industry with Seungri. Jun Hyung was one of them, and there was like another actor, another singer in this group. And then so I guess Jun Hyung was in this group chat.
Oh, man. The fact that he was in the group chat, though, yeah. That's not a good thing. That's definitely not a good thing.
Basically, he... Obviously, if you're in a group chat, someone sends a video, what are you going to do? you watch it, right? So he did admit to watching these videos and like making comments about like what was going on in the video. Not like saying like, oh God, this is wrong, like you should stop it. But like, you know, saying nasty stuff probably.
Of course. You gotta be part of the, like,
the boys.
With the boys, right? The
so like, basically fans are disappointed that he was a part of the Burning Sun scandal. That Seungri was like the instigator of all of it. But they were also criticizing Hyuna for her association with him. Like, even knowing that he was a part of this, I know this was a long time ago, but still.
It's a big incident. This is like a, there was a big issue with this.
And I know
people went to jail and yes, like all this did. Stuff. So,
and then honestly, like Seungri, like, yeah. People are still defending him and are still fans of him, even though like they know this is wrong. So this is the same thing that's happening with Junhyung. There are many fans that are still defending him, saying that like he was a bystander. He wasn't a part of it. Like he had nothing to do with it. He was innocent. But the thing is, like, he even admitted that he watched the videos.
And he's in the group chat.
And he's in the group chat.
That says a lot already, to be honest, if you're a part of that group chat. So take it as you will. Think of it as however you want to. But it just, you know, I feel like this is something that they didn't have to announce, like,
I don't know,
publicly. But I mean, it's Hyuna, though. Yeah, I feel like she Hyuna. Always does this kind of shit.
But then netizens were surprised by Hyuna, like, dating him because she was actually an idol that spoke up against like, she was like, actively like, supporting and speaking for women's empowerment and so rights. So it's like
the
contradicting,
irony, right? Like, yeah, like that's
that she's, now
that's
she's
the
dating
other issue.
Someone that was like harm. Not, he wasn't like actually harming people, but like he was, you know, watching that happen to women, like being taken advantage of, and like
it doesn't
he
look
knew
good.
It was happening.
It doesn't look good for her, to be honest. Like,
exactly,
if, especially if she was like an activist against stuff like this. So.
Also, yeah, so I do have like an official thing. So Junhyung was a part of a Kakao Talk group chat and he admitted to watching these illegal videos that were sent in the group chat. So I mean, that says it right there. Like, he had even admitted to it. So like,
damn,
those people defending him, like, he said it himself. Like, so that's up to you if you want to like like if it's okay, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
you can't deny that he wasn't.
I mean,
now
obviously I believe in giving people a second chance, and maybe like he's moved on from this, and then like he's a changed person.
Learn from his past mistakes.
Yeah, so like,
hopefully.
I mean, maybe that's what Hyuna is like, you know, like she's giving him a chance kind of thing. Anyway, so she has lost 200,000 followers.
Oh shit, did she really?
Yes.
200K?
Yeah. I mean, she has 18 million something.
I know, that's true. 200K is still
a lot
of people. Holy
but
shit.
I don't know how what it is now since this article came out. It's probably more, but obviously
holy
people are not with
shit.
It. They were like, this
yeah,
is very,
course.
Like, they're surprised, they're shocked, they're like disappointed in her that she would even date him. And then the other thing with Dawn, so he basically gave up his career to be with her.
Yeah.
And then
true.
Like they were together for a long time, so he did a lot of sacrifice. Like his group was at the peak and like he decided to leave when they were like having like really
they're
good
doing super
they're doing
well,
really
yeah.
well. What was the group called? I can't even think of it.
It's funny because we talked about it
we
so much before.
We did talk about it and like I just can't think of it right now. But yeah, so like people were criticizing her like, so he basically left his group when they were going to like, you know, doing really well with their promotions and everything so he could be with Hyuna. And obviously like if you've seen photos of her and Dawn, like they were super happy together. He even like proposed to her and like got a very like special engagement ring.
Oh, duh, he was part of Pentagon,
wasn't
he?
Pentagon, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, so people are criticizing her for that, too, saying, like, it's not fair. But then on the flip side, people are like, well, now she's sacrificing everything for this guy. Because, like, knowing that he has, like, a bad history and everything. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
So
full circle, I guess.
Full circle, I guess. I mean, if she's happy, fine. And I'm sure the guy is, like, not like that anymore. And and honestly, like, people do deserve a second chance. Like, for all those people that have gone on, like, drugs or, like, done something in the past that's really, really bad. If they're, like, really changed, then, yeah, they have to, like, move
on
with their
life. As long as
they're
sincere about it and they've, like, know what they did was wrong, right?
Yeah.
Like, what they, like, they've...
And I'm sure he does. I mean, like, he's put out solo songs and everything. Like, he's moving on with his life too, but then because he got mixed up with Hyuna, now it's like amplified again.
Oh, of course, he's under the spotlight again. Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, that's what it is.
That's just how it is, too. Mm-hmm. I know we're going to talk about BTS soon. We have a general hype segment, mm-hmm. but I feel like we should probably put an ad right here. And we should also remind everybody that they're still tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday we do have new podcast episodes, and they're pretty much streamed on every podcast streaming platform. Give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And we also have some social media stuff that Haley will talk about briefly.
Yes, find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And I think that's it.
Yes.
We can get started with Hype. Because, I mean, this is interesting.
For us because we're nurses.
We're like in the healthcare field. So, like, I saw this article too, mm-hmm. separately from you. But you've obviously put some more detail. You want to talk about it? Because it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So HYBE has become the first K-pop company to have a full-fledged healthcare center within their building with healthcare professionals working there.
Like
nurses and doctors.
That's freaky. Yeah. So they're like, it's crazy because HYBE has employed physicians.
Mm-hmm. I want to work nurses. As a nurse there.
What the fuck? Well, see, I read this. That was the first thing that popped in my mind.
I know. That's what I was thinking. So I was like, man, why the frick are we working here in America? We could be nurses in Korea for HYBE.
I'll be like, oh, what's up, Yunjin? You need your flu shot? I got you, girl. I got you.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine being a nurse at HYBE? Like, for the freaking artists?
You need your TB test? I got you. Close your eyes. You're good. I got you. Damn, can you imagine? Oh, let me take your vitals.
Exactly.
I just hope for that, like, especially with, you know, a lot of all the different scandals. I know HYBE is good, though. Mm. So hopefully, like, I'm sure they've assigned female physicians and RNs to female groups,
and then males
artists.
To males.
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that's how it is. But that's still freaking cool. I'll be like, Jake, you want? Let me get that blood pressure.
In a press release shared by HYBE, they announced they will be expanding their already present healthcare to a full-fledged mini hospital, showing their
HYBE Hospital. Yeah, here we go.
Showcasing their commitment to their employees and artists. While their building has previously had a healthcare room, HYBE has expanded this by now hiring doctors and nurses, and also obtaining specialized treatment spaces.
That's
freaking cool
this
to
is
work
literally,
there.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
Shit.
So I just found that really interesting because me and Joko are nurses. We worked in the health field. So
can
I was like, wow.
Can we move to Korea? I just need to learn Korean.
I don't need to speak Korean.
I think you'll be set. They would love you. They would love having you as a nurse over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be freaking awesome. I would like 100% work there per diem if they had like an availability for like the U.S.
For real. I wish.
Or at least, like, I could do their medical claim reviews for them now.
That's true. That's it for the HYBE news. So moving on to BTS.
You could laser the girls.
I mean,
it just came to my mind. They could get free laser treatment because you're the laser nurse.
They already have that somewhere else because Stray Kids gets their.
But they could get it straight from the source if you're a HYBE employee.
I guess.
You could laser all the guys, all the girls. There you go.
Okay. So BTS and IU.
Yes, let's talk about this.
Oh my goodness. This
specifically Tae and IU.
Yes.
And the love triangle, which is Jungkook.
Oh my god. So briefly before we even like go into the music video, so we had mentioned that the title of the track was Love Wins.
Yes.
So she changed it a couple of days before it released.
Like literally a few days before mm-hmm. the actual like drop.
Yeah,
it's insane.
So what happened was like the title Love Wins was claimed to be that they were queer baiting allegations because, you know, like the whole that community, it's Love Wins is like their motto basically,
right,
like doesn't matter like what sex you are or whatever, like love will always win. And they were accused of that. Obviously, that's not what IU was intending at all.
It kind of sucks because I feel like, yeah, like that's the problem. You have to understand what the intention is.
Yeah, she wasn't doing that at all.
Especially if it's IU? Come on.
So she's like, you think she would like really mean
but
that?
But she's such a sweetheart that in a few days before the drop of her actual like release of the music video and everything, she changed it.
Yeah, so they put out a new poster.
Hearts to her for that.
They put a new poster out and it's titled Love Wins All.
There you go.
And then
no more complaining,
Edom,
I guess.
Entertainment, her company, wrote that we decided to change the title to respect and support everyone who loves in their various ways.
They did a good job.
They
did. You just got to give her company and IU herself props.
Because I'm sure they saw all of
those
comments.
They put out the fire in a good way and like respectable way. I'm sure everyone from every side and viewing them
respects
exactly how they handled it. Good job. Good job.
Yeah, so IU dropped the music video. It was like a couple of days.
Let's talk about this music video.
Wow.
Okay, so we kind of had an idea, or like, I guess it was an assumption. You read it somewhere or something?
No, it was everywhere.
Oh, like, everyone was
every single social media platform had this, that's what it was going to be about.
So everyone was saying that it's kind of like, in the music video, the story is like IU is able to see Tay
through the camcorder, through the camera. Which is dead. That was the theory, I guess.
That theory is dead wrong.
That's wrong.
If you watch the music video, it's a little different.
It is.
It's a little bit more interesting because it's not just spooky in a ghost aspect, which actually there wasn't really any ghost, I guess. In terms of them, they look like zombies-ish because they've been going through some shit, but it's because of some alien cubes.
Like, it's an invasion, basically, and then it seems like very apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Like, the world was ending.
Haley said it really well herself. The cubes reminded us of, like, stuff from, like, Evangelion.
like the aliens.
Yeah.
The angels.
The angels,
they were destroying the world. Oh, like, the cities and stuff.
These alien cubes are like, it's just, like, they absorb or, like, take the people.
What it kind of reminded me of was Rapture? Is that the word? Where, like, the people just disappear?
Mine is, like, disintegrate or dissolve.
Or, like...
when I think of rupture, I think of, like, a blood vessel rupturing.
No, rapture. You know the thing about... I guess I shouldn't even bring it up. It's, like, to do with religion.
Oh, rapture. Interesting. Right. Okay.
But then it could also be, like, kind of like... the Infinity Stones where he clicks and then they just disappear.
Like just, it's
that's what it's like. So, basically, people were being... dissolved, I guess, into nothing
from these cubes sent down from Jungkook, wherever he is.
No, that's not what it was.
Jungkook is in the cubes.
So basically these cubes are seen as like aliens and they're destroying the whole world, and like the only thing that's left of the people are their clothes. Like there's this huge pile of clothes and like basically all the people had disappeared from the world.
What did you think about the song itself?
The song was so sad.
It's a really sad song. It's like
really sad.
Like, especially the sound.
The sound itself and then the lyrics. It's basically like, Love Wins All. Like, that's definitely, you know, it's the good title for it. Because, like, no matter how hard life gets and the world is freaking ending, like, she will love him until the very, very end. Basically, that's what it is. Like,
and that's
even
what
if
happened.
They're going to die, they're just going to go down together, basically.
And... like, honestly, like, the music video, like, was crazy to see. Like, can you imagine seeing this? Like, this was not on a bingo card, on anyone's bingo card. The type of intimacy that Tay and IU.
Tay, they're touching each other. And, like, they look like a married couple.
They were dressed in, like, wedding attire together.
Taking cute photo booth photos.
IU was literally touching, stroking, like, Tay's lips and, like, his cheeks.
Yeah.
I swear Jungkook is going to have a stroke when he sees this.
I feel...
And that's the other best part about this. The fun part is that, like, all these amazing, awesome edits and memes and all these, like, everyone has been making...
Has just been using Jungkook.
Jungkook. Oh, my God. The most recent one Haley sent was funny as hell. Or was it... Like, someone sent it. Was the one where, like...
Oh, it was Melissa.
Jungkook's euphoria when he comes in with, like, a wrecking ball. Like, when they're, like, running away instead of the... When they pan back and it's not the cube.
It's
Jungkook doing euphoria, like, hanging on the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
But,
there's
you know,
so much
like,
funny
the
shit.
Music video itself, it seemed like a mini movie. It was so
it was very
well
theatrical.
Made. Like, honestly... And you feel, like, so... engulfed in their world because it's only like 5 minutes, but it just felt like, I don't know, really, really good. And then because Tay and IU, obviously they've I use a freaking actress. And Tay has done his
actor himself. Yeah, you're right.
As well, like, oh my god, all the emotions that were put into it, you can see it in their eyes.
It's not your typical music video acting.
Oh my goodness.
Especially because we have actual actors.
Yeah.
Who are the artists themselves.
Feel their emotions and like.
It was really, like I said, it was super theatrical. Like, it felt like a full on, like, short film. It was freaking cool. It was awesome.
The camcorder.
Like a short sci-fi film.
Yeah, so the camcorder was still in it. But basically, when they look through it, they're seeing how it was before the world was going
like,
to
you
shit.
Know, like all the good memories
all
they
the
had.
Good memories. Right. And then, because what they really look like, yeah, they look like zombies. Like their clothes
are
all torn.
Very post-apocalyptic.
Tay was blind and deaf. Like he was blind in one eye, and then he couldn't hear anything because Ayu kept talking to him in like sign language. So basically, they were like nearing death, and they were still trying to escape it. But then in the end, they just died together, I guess.
Yes, dissolved into the atmosphere.
Dissolved into nothing. Mm-hmm.
Clothes left behind.
But is that all? Yeah. That's
all.
Like,
that's all? Well, you have Tay on Harper's Bazaar.
Oh, where is that?
Scroll down.
Oh, there. So Tay on Harper's Bazaar, he has been making ARMY go crazy with this
photo
shoot.
You
want
to tell people what Harper's Bazaar is?
It's a magazine.
Okay, thank you.
I think people know.
Well, do you know what a bazaar is by itself?
Yeah, it's like one of those food stalls
where
you
buy
food. Yeah,
so that's why if you didn't know, you'd think he's at a freaking bazaar called Harper's. So there you go.
Harper's Bazaar magazine. He looks really anime, but then he's also topless in like almost all of the freaking photos.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think I've seen one where you can't see his like skin.
Chest.
His chest showing. And I don't know what I was going to say, chesticles, but his chest was definitely showing. Not his, yeah.
And then BTS was also modeling for the new Samsung Galaxy S24 phone, which I really freaking want.
That phone looks crazy.
Oh, it's insane. Like, if you guys have seen the advertisement for it, they actually use TXT in the freaking actual commercial for
it. It's pretty crazy.
TXT in a way where, like, the person was sitting so far back in the audience, but they zoomed in and it felt like you were front row.
Guys, I am an avid iPhone user. I have this, well, now I guess the second newest iPhone, the 16 Pro Max. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, Haley's phone and this new Samsung, especially this S24, mm-hmm. the video quality and the zoom shits all over our iPhones. Don't, like, I know a lot of iPhone users getting super defensive and defending
always.
Like how it is. Like how our videos are.
Yeah.
I like, as someone, you know, engaged to someone with an S22.
S22 Ultra.
Ultra?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's specifically the Ultra.
Why are we even comparing? Our iPhones, we need an upgrade like their camera. Their video is insane.
Because my phone is 2 years behind his and it's still better quality.
Like the zoom is like next level.
And this S24 Ultra looks freaking insane. I'm like, dude, I kind of want to upgrade.
It looks so, like, it could zoom in so, like, the video
it's
is insane.
Super clear, like, crystal clear now.
I'm not gonna lie, like, my iPhone is nice. Like, it's when, at least I'm closer enough, right? Like,
right.
But when you're really far, like, the ones, like, in the advertisement.
Right.
The iPhones does not hold a candle Mm-mm. to any of the S22 Ultras and up.
Right.
So that includes Haley's 2-year-old model.
Yeah.
And then this new one is insane.
It's like you could see into space. Remember that photo that I took of the moon? I was like, wow, you can even see the details of it.
I couldn't see shit on my phone.
But yeah.
This is a great Samsung ad, a horrible advertisement for iPhone.
I'm just saying, because like a lot of the iPhone users, they're like, no, like iPhone is way better than the Samsung.
Oh, those are the people. Yeah, I don't know. That's just how it is for some people. They probably just don't know someone. Or a lot of people just like keeping their heads up in the air.
They
want to
keep their pride for Apple, basically.
Man, I don't give a shit. I call it as it is.
He was so close to actually like switching over, though.
I was super close.
But then he saw that
I'm not gonna lie.
It was okay, the video. So you're like, okay. Because, I mean, obviously switching from an iPhone to Samsung,
it's too much.
It's too much
work.
Yeah.
That's the main reason why I didn't do it. But Yeah, hopefully within the next iPhone in the next like year or two, we'll finally catch up to your 4 year by then.
My,
4 year old.
I'll have like a telescope or something. My camera will be like a telescope.
Literally.
Or binoculars or something.
Jesus Christ. You'll see the pores from like 1,000 feet away.
Mm-hmm. So moving on, Stray Kids. So I don't have a lot of news on them because honestly, they've been really, really quiet. Because
too quiet.
I think that they're preparing either. It's three things. The fan meet in Korea, which is like the fan meeting that they always have. And then it's either an album comeback or a tour announcement or all of the above. I feel like it's all
100%
three of those. But
it's D, all of the above.
Yeah. So just a little thing here. Stay membership is closing soon. So if you want it, you better get on it because once it's closed, they don't open it again for any part of the year.
Nope.
Until next year.
It's just like Twice.
Yeah.
Same thing.
January 28th is the last day, so make sure you sign up for that.
Buy it and get the thing with it, right? Like the kit. You get all the cool stuff.
Yeah, they get
amazing
stuff. And they did give a preview of it. It looks so cool. And there's going to be unit photo cards in the membership.
Ooh.
And then they also have like a set with the OT8 as well.
I'm still loving my Twice kit from this past year. Like the 90s. It was like 90s, 2000s, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The look is so... Is it more like 80s?
I don't even know.
That's 90s, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, I love it. I posted it too, I think, on all our social media stuff. Like, I did an opening of the kit, and if you check it out, you'll love
the concept.
They have
a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, well, not a real one.
No, but
like,
then, like, they have a little photo holder for
and it comes
it's
with,
like, Tamagotchi.
It comes with so much stuff. Like, all the photo cards are really cool. It comes with, like, all these nice, big, like, mini posters.
Honestly,
it comes with a bunch of shit. It's
honestly,
freaking nice.
Honestly, these membership kits and the season greetings, the best bang for your buck. Like, if you want anything from your group,
just
get one of these.
Yeah, that's just once a year. You don't have to buy every comeback. Don't be a fool like us.
Yeah.
We're the clowns here. We're the clowns here.
I'm a clown.
You don't be a clown like us. So.
So Stray Kids is actually in Paris right now. They just landed.
How do you know? They're watching them.
They told me, obviously.
Oh, they texted you.
Yes.
Changbin.
I'm here now. So they're actually in Paris for... Please, I don't know how to speak French. How do you say this?
Paris for Le Gala de Pièces Juanes.
So it means...
It sounds more like Hispanic what I said. I don't even know.
It means Yellow Pieces Gala. So it's basically a charity event that will raise awareness and funds to improve living conditions for hospitalized children and adolescents.
That's very long.
But
that's
is.
Pretty. That's a good, that's
but
a good
that's
cause,
though.
But that's
what the charity is for. That's why they're there. Hyunjin's hair is back to black. So is Sungmin's.
I'm sure Versace herself is there somewhere, stalking him.
I think
from
the
shadows.
Oh, she'll be there, and she'll definitely
be Hyunjin's
him.
Sitting next to me. This is basically what she's gonna do.
Well, I think he was wearing like a Versace.
Well, of course he's gonna wear Versace. I'm talking about like at the actual the gala.
Oh yeah,
she's like
actually yeah,
reserved
she will be
seat
there.
Right next to me, Hyunjin.
That's actually a good point. I think she will be there. And then I think Bang Chan's hair might be black too. He's hiding it, but we'll see. He should go back to black though, because
I feel like he's better with dark hair and he needs to let his hair live a little bit longer.
That's all for Stray Kids. There's like nothing.
So that's pretty much it. All right. So that's it for this week's episode. Hope everyone here is still enjoying it and has tuned in. And if you're still here, don't forget to give us a like, a rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell, especially a rating. It's always nice to read all that. It helps boost and show, you know, spreads our podcast across other, I guess, algorithms, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That always helps. So thank you very much. And Haley, where can they find us? What can they do there? And also, what can they see there?
On Instagram and TikTok. Find us and check us out because we have a lot of concert videos from the past. But we will be updating it soon whenever we see Ivan Twice. And then NewJeans.
NewJeans.
Mm-hmm, for you.
At Permission to Stand podcast, yes. Of course. So thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in. To the next episode, everyone, please take care. And as always, stay safe and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.